You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. Our associate pastor is Father Steve Gira. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Today, as we celebrate this sacrament of the anointing of the sick, and we hear this healing story from Mark's Gospel about Bartimaeus, the blind man, and reflecting on that Gospel story, reflecting upon his blindness, drew me back into some of my own most recent experience. And I wonder if, as I reflect with you on this, it might find some resonance within your own experience. Sickness, what does it do to us when we're really, really sick? Think of a time when you were pretty sick. What did you see? As I reflected on some very, very difficult and dark days, I came to realize I couldn't see the nose in front of my face. I didn't know where I was going or how I would get to wherever I was going. I could not see the road ahead of me. And I remember in chatting with a few folks who were giving me very great support and encouragement, said, well, you don't have to see right now. We'll see for you. We'll show you. And you'll come to see later on. And you'll be able to look back on these experiences and say, oh, now I can see. But sickness does that to us. It blinds us. And then in that sense that Bartimaeus is a great metaphorical figure for all of us when we experience any kind of sickness. Even some minor sicknesses. You get the flu. You got the flu, you're laying on the couch. Who cares if the dishes are piled up in the sink? You could care less if the vacuum isn't running and cleaning up the floor. There's so many things you just don't see. Because it just doesn't matter. You're blind to those things. And we become blind as well to other people around us. Other people could have needs. Other people could be suffering. But that sickness of mine doesn't allow space for me to see anything else. So healing for sickness is really a healing of our blindness. And we can still feel sick and still be sick, but come to see. And I think for myself, it was only through those people that were around who became my eyes, who gave me a sense of sight and encouragement to keep on moving forward. It teaches me through this lesson two things. Number one, if you're sick, the healing power of Christ has been entrusted to the church. That's you and me and all of us. If you're sick, find Christ as Bartimaeus did. Reach out to those around you and let them be your eyes. Let them be your sight. Let them show you the way when you find yourself in the tunnel and you see no light at the end of it. What can you do but trust and entrust your lives to someone else to lead you down that road? That's the healing power of Christ in our midst that we'll celebrate in this anointing. That's why it's so good that we do it together in a communal setting, for we are all involved in the healing of one another. We can all be divine healers because of the Spirit given to us. And if you're not sick at this time, thank God. It's a good thing. But maybe it's a time to pay attention and see for someone else. For that other person who is in that darkness of sickness, who can't see the way they're going, and they need someone alongside to companion them, to walk with them, to console them, comfort them, and give them strength to keep putting the next foot in front of the next foot, to keep on moving down that road, that way. Bartimaeus knew enough that he was blind. We pray, too, that when we are sick and blind, we would know that that is so and have the courage to cry out for help, to ask, Lord, I want to see. I want to see. So now, in the midst of this assembly, the Lord is calling. The Lord is calling. Don't be afraid. The Lord is calling you. Stand up. Have courage. Go to Him. He is the healer in our midst. So now, any of you who feel the call because of your chronic illness, perhaps an upcoming surgery, perhaps because of psychological trauma, anything that afflicts you and brings to you a sense of some kind of blindness into your life, you are invited by Christ, who says, bring him to me, bring her to me. Those who so desire and hear that call, I invite to come and stand in the sanctuary here if you are able. If you're not able to, please simply either stand in your place or raise your hand so that I will know not to miss you. So please come forward.